Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction telehandlers work seamlessly in the rugged construction sites. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Telehandlers are frequently used as a lifting machine, typically mounted on a mobile chassis and equipped with a telescopic boom that provides different heights depending on your requirements. You know, depends on the models, depends on the units, depends on, you know, if the operator is going to push it out to the farthest it can go. Telehandlers are generally applied where normal forklifts cannot work. The opening end of a telehandler is mostly fitted with a pallet forks for lifting and transferring materials from ground to the height or from one place to another on a construction site. Some customized models of telehandlers may be designed to lift buckets or other similar attachments to carry liquids or semi-liquid material. Here are the types of telehandlers. In the construction industry, rough terrain forklifts are commonly called telehandlers. In fact, telehandlers are just one type of rough terrain forklifts. There are total of three types of telehandlers that are found. Number one, general telehandlers. They are the telehandlers that are commonly used in any construction site that can comfortably move from one place to another and have a vast utility in lifting weights to heights. A high reach telehandler can lift a weight up to height of 50 to 56 feet. They can carry 5,500 pounds to 12,000 pounds to the height. These days, many attributes are added with the high-tech telehandlers to increase its utilities, like steering wheels that can be tilted, roomy cabs designed for increasing operating efficiency, and single joysticks for multiple functions for all-wheel steering, and etc. These telehandlers are used in adverse environments where the construction work are all going on. Next, rotating telehandlers. These telehandlers are efficient as general telehandlers, but with an additional benefit that the telehandler can rotate 360 degrees with a lift of the weight. That means rotating telehandlers can cover a wide area of single position, and this particular feature of the rotating telehandler can help to work seamlessly where the space is short or so too much movement is not possible. But rotating telehandlers contain two joysticks instead of one. The second one controls the rotation only. The most of the models are available with stabilization that ensures the safe movement of the rotator with one side to another when a telehandler is fully loaded. And the next, the straight mass forklifts. Apparently, they look like lift trucks, but they are actually a different kind of telehandler with having features of rotating telehandler and forklift. These machineries are mostly used in construction sites for loading and unloading building materials. Their material lifting capacity varies from 5,000 pounds to 35,000 pounds. And the lifting capacity, just like a general telehandler. Straight mass forklifts are available in two-wheel and in four-wheel carriage. Next, telehandler attachments. Telehandler attachments are also important and selected as per the work specifications. The standard carriage pallet forks, the rotating carriages, etc., are available with a range of 48 to 32 inches in length, you know, on those forks. Besides heavy-duty multiple-purpose buckets, grapple buckets, and thrust booms are also used on depending on the requirements. Next, telehandler tires. Tires are one of the most vital parts of the telehandler, as a machine needs to work in a rough construction environment and used to lift and shift heavy weights, rim sizes, and trim depths and widths and diameters of tires are very according to the average weight of the machine capabilities of those machines. Basically, you got to have the right tires on the right application on these telehandlers if you're doing certain things in the construction site. Both pneumatic tires and the other tires are used in telehandlers on the construction site. You know, pneumatic tires is great because if you get a nail in there, shoot, won't stop you. You just have it stuck in your tire. Again, if you got any questions, give me a call, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.